welcome to Southwest Ice Arena in Crestwood, Illinois. That was a national anthem you heard. This afternoon's matchup is the semifinals for the Nye Hill Wolves Cup, 14 girls 14 and under, gold division. Two teams facing battle today will be the number two seed Winnetka Warriors versus the three seed St. Jude Knights. Both teams had very good seasons up to this date. They faced each other four times during the regular season, with Winnetka taking three out of the four contests. But it's playoff time, James, and it's going to be a different story today. It should be a close affair between both teams, and it's going to be fun. I'm Dan Dignan. Joined by me is James Rivers. Both teams got their last message from their coaches. Face-offs right underway. Puck controlled by the Knights, and look to get it in deep. There's Petrucia. Tries to get it in deep, and now the Knights look to go cross ice, fail to do so as the Warriors dump it in. They're offside though, so they have to tag up, so it's going to give the Knights time to regroup. Here comes Hansen for the Knights, tries to get in deep, but she's knocked off the puck nicely by the Warriors. But this time they get in deep, and the Warriors will go in, try to get it, but it's taken away by the Knights. But the Warriors are going to come out the other way. Now here's Manning for the Knights. Tries to pass it over to Trevor, but goes the length of the ice, but the refs negate the icing. Play on, they say. And good pressure sustained by the Knights. Pass to the point. There's a shot. Gets blocked and goes to the corner. Here comes number five, Friedman. She loses the puck, and the Knights go the other way. Here's Trevier. Taken away, though, by number 30 of the Warriors. And they're able to get it out. Petruccia gives it away, and the Warriors try to get the zone. They do. Here's a shot. Just missed the far post. Knights looking to get it out. Well, there's the Warriors with good forecheck pressure to keep it in. But taken away by the Knights. That's number 16. Maggie Murphy, and she'll get it in deep and go for a change. Marissa Vasilich goes D-to-D behind the net with Friedman as the Warriors trying to get it out of their own zone. Vasilich throws it up the board to number 71, O'Grady, but she fails to get it out. Good pressure early on from the Knights. Here comes Friedman, though. She's able to get it out, and that's a much-needed change for the Warriors. As Petrucia is trying to get it in deep and try to catch him in a change. There's a shot up high, but nice save by number 89, Devlin Guthrie. And she's able to control the rebound and freeze the puck.
10:44 left in the first period. You're tuned in live. ChicagoSportsTown.com.
Face off one cleanly by the Knights. They go D to D. Here's a shot. Nice save by Guthrie. She didn't have a cover, but the ref lost sight of the puck, and when he does that, he's supposed to blow the play dead, and what she did, good thing for the Warriors, because the Knights were right on the doorstep to bang the puck home.
This is going to be another great goalie matchup, I can tell.
Yeah, it's number 89, Guthrie, and goal for the Warriors. And for the Knights, their goalie is number 37, Bree Ruggiero. Knights win the draw, face-off again, tries to go D-to-D. Unable to do so. That was good defense by the Warriors, but the Knights bring it right back in. This is Garrett. Tries to throw it to the slot. There's a shot. He scores!
It's early, old baby!
Knights strike first on their home ice. Woo-wee. At their home rink in Crestwood. It's 1-0 Knights, and you can listen to their home crowd cheer them on.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be a good one. This is going to be a good one tonight, people. You're tuned in. We're at the Southwest Ice Arena. And the Knights score first on their home ice.
It looked like it was Grace Garrett, number 65, had a nice attack going down the left side. She threw a pass towards the slot, and her teammate, I believe it was number 9, Manning, who is on the doorstep, and she tapped it home to beat Guthrie, and it's a 1-0 lead for the Knights. There's some physical play collision. hopefully all the girls are okay.
Ref's letting them play.
And there's a whistle just to make sure each team is okay. It's going to be a face-off to stay right and just outside the night zone. With just under 3 minutes gone by in the first period, 1-0 Knights over the Warriors. Face-off controlled by the Knights again. It's Petrusha. Petrusha gains the line and tries to get in deep, and she does so. But the Warriors have it behind their own net. A good takeaway by the Knights. It's out to the slot. Good keep in by Petrusha. She throws it in. Just over the net, but it actually landed on top of the net. You don't see that too often, James. So the play's blown dead. It's going to come outside.
Now 45 left in the first period. Knights 1, your Warriors 0.
Warriors win the faceoff. And it's an offside on the Knights. The winner of this game will move on to the championship to face the Chicago Jets, who were victorious in the first semifinals 2-0 over the Falcons. Back underway. Teams do battle in the neutral zone as the Warriors now get it in deep. It's taken away by the Knights, and they're trying to exit the zone. That's Strouts. She's able to get it out. Play controlled now by the Warriors. They go DD on the regroup. They'll gain the center ice, and she'll carry it all the way, and she loses her footing, but she's still able to get it in deep. That was number 63, Victoria Lines. Now the Knights get it in deep, and they're going to go in on the forechecking, try to get after it. Warriors looking to break it out. Weren't able to on the first attempt. Second attempt, they are able to clear it out, and the Knights get a quick change, and they're going to take it in from their own zone. Tries to break it out, but good pressure done by the Warriors. It's taken over by number 59, Belios. Tries to throw it towards the net, but good stick, active stick done by the Knights defense. Goes to the point. Shot in on goal. Easily handled and pushed to the corner by Ruggiero. Petrusha, tape pass. And now the Knights have a 2-on-1 with the hurry. There's Manning over to Garrett. Whoa. Garrett tries to throw it back over to Manning, but it's in on goal. Easily handled by Guthrie. She'll hang on. Face-off coming up. Looks like it's to her left. Check that. It's going to be to her right. With 8 minutes remaining in the first period, 1-0 Knights. Garrett wins the draw cleanly.
Ooh.
But had a miscommunication at the point. It goes all the way back into the net zone. And that's from Knights. Knights give chase. There's good support by Garrett. She throws it up the boards to her teammate 28, Tully. Makes a nice pass right back to Garrett, just off her stick though, right back to the Warriors, and they're trying to get it in the offensive zone. But nice play by number 27, Ruggiero of the Knights, to negate that. Knights try to get it in deep, but they're short of center. That was Hansen, who's gonna be called for icing, and the Knights will have a face-off in their own zone coming up to the right of Ruggiero. So far early on, good pressure by the Knights. They've been the stronger team so far, but the Warriors are trying to fight back and get some pressure of their own. And I'm sure that's what the message is from their coach. There's a face-off won by the Warriors. Shot in. Nice save by Ruggiero. Rebound given, but she had the Knights teammates able to get it out. Now Gonzalez. She tried to get it in deep, failed to do so. Good stick by Petrusha to stop the Warriors' attack. Strouts dumps it in for the Knights, and she'll go after and chase. Warriors successfully break it out. Here's the captain, 59, Belios. She has some good speed as she dumps it in. Tries to throw it towards the middle, but good block by the Knights, and they're trying to get it out. Good keep in by the Warriors. and they have good pressure now. Here's a shot from the slot, easily handled by Ruggiero. Hansen loses it in their own zone, but Strouts was able to clear, and the Knights will go for a change. Glovier over to Bellios in the neutral zone, but the Knights take it away. Failed to dump it in. And the Warriors now gain the line. Makes a nice move around. Ooh, one. And she's tripped up, and they'll be our first penalty of the game going against the St. Jude Knights. So the Warriors, trailing by one, will get their first power play to try to tie the game. Big power play coming up. Just halfway through the first period, still 1-0 Knights, as the Warriors will get the first power play. And they'll look to capitalize. Warriors tried to make a one last line change, but the refs were on top of that. They're gonna make the other girl come out and stay out there for this face-off. There's a face-off won again by the Knights. They look to clear. Throws it off the glass. A good keep in by Madeline, our end. Who's ending the puck is taken away, but teammate Friedman keeps it in again for the Knights. Now it's Hansen of the Knights. Try to get it out, and she does. They give chase. That's 28 Tully, and she'll win it to waste some time on the penalty kill. But now the Warriors regain control out of their own zone. Friedman trying to make a pass, but nice steal by 65, Grace Garrett. But Friedman regains control of the Warriors. She'll dump it in and go for a change, but good play by Hansen. Tries to get it out, but it's taken away again by the captain, 59. Bellios throws it in on goal. Nice save by Ruggiero. She was able to play it. And now it's turned over by the Knights, who failed to clear. Garrett tried to throw it in. A shot on goal, but just missed the far post. Good pressure on this power play for the Warriors. Just unable to get a clear shot on goal. Now Hansen is able to clear it down all the way the length of the ice with 50 seconds remaining on the power play for the Warriors. 1-0 Knights. From behind her net, she has some trouble with it. Good forecheck done by Strouts. And the Knights are playing with the puck in the offensive zone on the penalty kill. But there's a nice pass to the Warriors. There's a one-on-one. She shoots. Just nice save by Ruggiero. That was number 61, Krupkin. Molly Jo Krupkin for the Winnetka Warriors. Now the Warriors in the neutral zone go D to D, and then they're able to get it in deep. But the Knights are able to clear it down all the way with 12 seconds remaining on the power play for the Warriors. Maybe one last rush. They look to break it out. Here comes Bellios out of her own zone, skates it, but it's taken away by number 19, Sasha Maxwell.
Back at full strength for the Knights.
Thank you, James. Both teams are back at even strength with just under 4 minutes remaining in the first period. Knights in their own zone. Decides to just misses her winger, and it's going to go the length of the ice. And Knights will be called for icing. Faceoff coming to the right of Ruggiero, who made some nice saves, James, on that penalty kill for her team to keep the lead for them at 1-0.
Definitely. I guess, like I said, the goalie game has been immaculate from the first game to now. Who's going to really fight for that spot against those Chicago Jets?
Yeah, that's like I said, the goaltending in the first matchup was phenomenal, and we're seeing more of the same in this second game. Now the Knights look to get it out. Good keep in by the Warriors, 79, Madeline Aron. And her D partner, number 60, Lindstrom keeps it in. Good pressure done by the Warriors. They still have a shot. There's a shot on goal. Glove save by Ruggiero. Flashing the leather.
She'll
hang on. Faceoff coming to her right. And she seems up to the challenge today is number 37, Bree Ruggiero.
That might be the save of the tournament. I don't know, Dan. Yeah. That save was crazy.
Yeah, it was a nice shot on goal by 48, Kristen Crommel. But Ruggiero was flashing the leather early and often here this afternoon, There's a faceoff won by the Warriors. Shot blocked, but they still have the puck in the slot. It goes to the corner. And now St. Jude trying to get it out. That's Lily Beer. Fails to get it out. Second effort. Still can't get it out. And Warriors are tilting the ice in their favor in the second half of this first period, trying to get the equalizer. Now it's on the half wall. Another Ruggiero, the defenseman this time, number 77. The sister of the goalie for the St. Jude and Bree. But now here comes a 2-on-1 if they hurry. Is St. Jude. They're coming in trying to go back door, but good defensive play done by Claire Lindstrom of the Warriors on that odd man rush. And there's the collision just inside the night zone. Play on, they say. And the Warriors come out the other way. They gain the line, throws a shot over the net. And they'll go for a change. There's the Warriors. St. Jude able to clear it out. Manning gives it over to Strouts. Manning gets it back, and she'll start the regroup for the Knights in their own zone. Petrucha looks to get it out. Does so with the help of Trevier. Strouts tried to go on the attack, but it was taken away by the Warriors, and they'll dump it in. Dangerous pass by Petrucha. She got away with it. Ref waves the icing, so it's going to go all the way down to the Warriors' end. And good pressure done by the Knights. There's a pass back there. Oh, just out of the reach of Trevier. Warriors try to get it out, but there's good coverage by Trevier to help her D. Good positioning to dump it all the way back in. Maggie Murphy trying to give chase, and there's Garrett. Tries to center it just off the stick of the Warriors. But there's Maxwell. Good pressure done by Murphy and Maxwell of the Knights. With 1 minute remaining in the first period, still 1-0. Ruggiero dumps it back in. Knights tag up and go back in after it for the forecheck. Warriors still trying to get it out. They finally do so. But the Knights and Hansen dumps it back in. Warriors trying to break it out. And they're looking to get it out and get it in deep. There's a nice pass. That's the 71. Elizabeth O'Grady. She comes in down the right side. Stops in a dime. A good back pressure by Garrett, and she'll go for a change of the Knights. Here comes Gonzalez, number 72. She has a stretch pass. There could be a partial breakaway for Strouts. Strouts cuts to the middle, and then she loses the puck, and the Warriors look to go the other way with 14 seconds left remaining in the first period. O'Grady over to Freeman. Shot on goal, rebound, just over the stick of O'Grady. One of the best looks of the first period for the Warriors. With 4 seconds left, they try to get a shot on goal, but good defensive pressure by Gonzalez. The horn sounds, and that's going to do it for the first period. It's the St. Jude Knights 1, Winnetka Warriors 0. Solid first period of play for both teams. Both teams look like they are ready to play, and I hope they were, because it's a semifinals game. Winner goes on to the championship of the Chicago Wolves Nihil Tournament, 1400 girls Bantam Division. Winner goes on to face the Chicago Jets, who were victorious 2-0 over the Falcons early on. And now James has a couple messages from Nihil.
We'll be broadcasting Nihil Wolves Cup tournament games from the Bantam Gold A, Gold B, Silver, and Girls 14U tournament sites. Keep your eye on the Nihil Info website and the Nihil Facebook and Twitter accounts for upcoming broadcasts of Nihil Bantam Wolves Cup tournament games. If you're interested in sponsorship opportunities available on the Nihil Game of the Week broadcast, please call Peter Ferreri at the Illinois Media School, 630-916-1700. Good luck to all the teams competing in the end of the season Nihil World Cup tournament taking place now through March 5th. The Northern Illinois Hockey League is the largest youth hockey league in Illinois and the second largest in the country. It is made up of 42 travel hockey organizations. Almost all the clubs are from Illinois, with a few from Indiana, Missouri, and Wisconsin. In this 48th season of play, the Northern Illinois Hockey League numbers 340 teams across all its playing divisions. The Nihil member organization fields here travel teams that compete in the Squirt, Peewee, Bantam, and Midget age groups defended by USA Hockey. The league also offers all-girls hockey divisions each season. Nihil partners with Chicago Wolves to hold the league's World Cup Championship Tournament at the conclusion of each season. For more information about Nihil and its programs, please contact Bob Apter, Nihil President, at www.nhil.com. Southwestice.info. 13 minutes, second period, Southwest Ice Arena. Dan.
Thank you, James. Well done. Appreciate it. Start of the second period, moments away. Faceoff, puck is dropping. Faceoff is won by St. Jude, who are leading 1-0. And teams do battle in the neutral zone as the Warriors look to get it in deep and go after it. Here are the Knights in their own zone. Nice little regroup done by Beer and Ruggiero. Nice outlet pass to break it out, just out of the reach though. And the Warriors dump it back in. There's Bellios, the captain gives it in. She's in the right, looks to center it. There's Ruggiero right in front of her sister to help her out and get the puck out of the zone. Her sister has to love that. And now Ruggiero again in her own zone. Number 77 tries to break it out, goes off a skate. She gets it back, and she's going to try the other side this time. Over to Carson Tully. And the Jets try to, or the Knights try to make a pass just out of the reach, and it's going to go the length of ice for icing as both teams will get a change, line change with 1 minute gone by in the second period. Still 1-0 Knights.
This broadcast is brought to you by SportsTownChicago.com.
Powered by the Illinois Media School.
Oh.
Good crowd here tonight, or here this afternoon, James, for both teams. Good to see family and friends support these girls out there. There's a point blank right in the slot was O'Grady, but great save by Ruggiero. That was probably the best look for the Warriors so far in this game. Warriors dump it back in now. Oh, Nasty's collision. Both girls are all right. Now here's O'Grady on the half wall trying to get it in deep. But good stick lift done by the Knights, and they're going the other way. There's a one-on-one, nice pass. Just over the stick, though. And Gonzalez just offside, but the Knights were able to tag up, and they're going to start to regroup in the neutral zone. Ruggiero passes it up. Javier tries to dump it in. Warriors are right there. And here comes a partial breakaway for O'Grady. She's trying to save the puck, but her teammate follows it up. A good block shot and good backchecking done by the Knights to stop that odd man rush for the Winnetka Warriors. And now the Warriors are offsides, and the play is blown dead. Just over 2 minutes gone by in the second period.
We're live, Southwest Ice Arena in Crestwood, Illinois. We got the home teams.
St. Jude and Winnetka Warriors. Back underway now. Here's Beer. Banks it up out of the zone. Nicely over to Strouts. Strouts walks it in. Shot. Nice save by Guthrie. And she'll hang on. But a good rush by number 88, Katrina Strouts of St. Jude. And James, I'm sure she wears 88 because of her favorite player has to be Patrick Kane of the Chicago Blackhawks. And I'm sure he's a lot of these young ladies' favorite player in the NHL. If not Kane, it has to be Jonathan Toews. Back underway, Warriors try to get it out, but good pressure put on by the Jets. They go back to the point, but it goes just outside the zone. They're going to have to regroup. And they tag up to stay onside. They're going on the forecheck. Warriors looking to get it out. Good pressure done by Gonzalez, number 72 of the Jets, or the Knights, I should say, excuse me. And the Warriors were able to clear it. It's going to go the length of the ice for icing. Faceoff coming to the left of Guthrie with just over 10 minutes remaining in the second period.
Both teams are fighting for that championship spot for next week's game against the Chicago Jets.
Yeah, these two teams finished second and third in the division, and they both tied with 19 points in the division with only 2 points behind the first place team in the Jets, who is going to face one of these two teams in the finals next weekend. Now here come the Warriors. They have a 3-on-2 if they hurry, but great play by Petrusha to stop that rush. Now here comes Hansen out of her own zone, through the neutral zone with some good speed. Passes it over to Tully, who wins a puck battle and goes out right to the slot. Tries to throw a backhander in on goal, but good block.
By 39, or number 30, McConnell.
Good stick save.
Nice stick save done by Guthrie, and the Warriors now attempt to break it out. But the Knights are all over them. Good pressure, and Petrusha dumps it in, and she'll go for a change along with her D partner, Hansen. Reverse breakout by the Warriors. Knights read that, though, as they're having good pressure put on. Shot blocked from the point by Beer. There's puck goes right in front of the slot. Nice save by Guthrie. Another shot, rebound. Oh! Garrett missed an open net. What a save, though, off a couple rebounds given up by Guthrie. And it came right to the doorstep for Garrett, who already has assist in the game. And she just missed the far post. That could have been making a 2-0 game for the Knights. But great pressure done by the Knights, though, to try to pad their lead. Guthrie is keeping the Warriors in the game, though, but making some great saves point blank in the slot. Now it's the Warriors. There's number 30, McConnell. Tries to throw a shot, but blocked by the Knights. Warriors able to keep it in. There's Bellios. And Glovier able to keep it in, but now it's the Knights able to clear it out. Vasilich of the Warriors dumps it in. Good play by the Knights to exit their zone. Warriors tag up to get back on sides. There's a nice cross-ice pass by Ruggiero. Over to Travier. Traver dumps it in. Vasilich is able to get it out of the zone. And Hansen's going to regroup for the Knights. Hansen, cross-ice pass, tape to tape nicely to Murphy. Throws a shot in. Sticked away easily by Guthrie. And now Glovier gets to center ice and dumps it in for Warriors. But now they come the other way. Here, Maxwell. Maxwell shoots it in on goal. Good save by Guthrie. Gives no rebound. Faceoff coming to her right. With 7:43 remaining in the second period, still 1-0. St. Jude over Winnetka.
This is a great game. We're seeing the goalies put in work. Everybody's just playing awesome today.
Yeah, every girl's putting 100% effort every shift, and the coaches got to love to see that. And both teams are coached really well yet again, just like the first game. Now the Knights try to go to the D, but it was out of the reach of Hansen, so her and Petrucha are going to go D to D. And then Hansen tries to go cross ice, read well by Winnetka. And they're able to clear it out and try to go the other way. Hansen's there first, but she was trying to bring a pass, but it was just out of the reach of her teammate. St. Jude will be called for icing. Both faceoff coming to the right of Ruggiero.
You're tuned in to this very great broadcast. Brought to you by Sportstown Network Chicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
Faceoff controlled by the Warriors. Puck goes in on goal on Ruggiero. She easily handles that and smartly freezes the puck and slows the play down once again. Faceoff was tied up off the draw for both centers. Warriors are able to keep it in. And here comes Freeman. Nice pass in the slot. Shot in. Nice save again by Ruggiero. Gave a rebound, but her team in front of her were able to clear to the corner. Warriors have some good pressure now. And now it's Tully. Tries to get it out for the Knights. She skates it through her middle. Almost lost it, but good second effort to get it out. And a nice pass by number 9, Manning, to get it in to Strouts. And Tully's good forecheck done by the Knights. Here's Strouts. Tries to throw it to the point, but it was intercepted by the Warriors, and they come the other way. Nice move by the captain, Balios. She almost had a clear path towards the net, but now the play goes to the corner. Tries to get a cycle going, but nice play. Nice read, nice play by number 14, Petrucha. And she'll be able to get it out. Nice pass by Manning over to Tully. They're offsides. And they're unable to tag up. Play is blown dead. Faceoff coming outside the zone of the Warriors, which just under 6 minutes remaining in the second period. Still 1-0 Knights. They scored early on in the first period on a nice pass from number 65, Grace Garrett, over to the goal scorer, number 9, Katie Manning. Knights in the neutral zone. Go cross ice nicely. Nice tape-to-tape pass from Trevere. She made an extra move at the blue line. Able to stay on sides, though, and they dump it in. Warriors try to break it out. Good pinch done by Garrett, and she'll go in after it. Here's Belios from behind her net trying to get it out and start it for the Warriors. We're trying to find the equalizer. There's Ruggiero from the point. Nice block shot from Belios, and they have 3-on-2 if they hurry. Belios tried to pass it across, and says she dumps it in to teammate number 61, Molly Jill Krupkin. There's a shot. Nice save by Ruggiero. Gave a rebound. Still loose in front. Knights try to get out again. Goes right to the point. There's a shot blocked by the Knights, and they're able to chip it out. Good defensive zone coverage done by the Knights. And now O'Grady for the Warriors. Dumps in and goes after it. Good play by Garrett, and she starts to break it out. Nice cross-ice pass out of the zone. Just out of the reach, though, of Travier. And she gives chase behind the net now. Does a great job forechecking. Not taking too much of the body to get a penalty called as she does a good forecheck, and it's kept in by the Knights. It's in the slot. Taken nicely by the Warriors to break it out. Here comes number 30, McConnell. She gains the line. Tries to make a move around a defenseman. Just misses the far post in on goal. Warriors. There's a shot. Knocked down with the glove by Ruggiero. Warriors starting to pick up their play. Here's Petrucha try to get it out. Next nice breakout pass, and the Knights on the attack. Good step by number 63, Lines, and the Warriors are the other way. Friedman tries to go over to McConnell, but the Knights are there on good defensive coverage, and then they try to clear it out. A little too much height on it. It goes into the Warriors' bench. Play is halted with 4 minutes remaining in the second period. Still 1-0. Knights over the Warriors. And it looks like the goalie of the Knights, Ruggiero, she's saying maybe it's an equipment malfunction, or is she injured her finger on it. Oh no, hopefully she's okay, because she's the only goalie on the roster for St. Jude, so. She's a hockey player. She's tough enough, and looks like she's okay. Plays back underway. Is now Tully over the line. On the left side, tries to throw a shot, just misses the far post. And they have a cycle game down, now going behind the net. Warriors are able to break it out, though, and exit the zone. Hansen gives chase for the Knights. Tries to start it back up, going the other way. Warriors dump it in and chase. There's Ruggiero for the Knights. Looks to break it out. Goes behind the net. Up around the boards to Tully. Tully tries to go cross ice, but read nicely by the Warriors. Shot a goal. Nice save by Ruggiero. Another one. Glove save again. That's Bree Ruggiero making a couple nice saves on good pressure sustained by the Warriors. Trying to find that equalizer. Faceoff coming to the right of Ruggiero. And she seems to be okay.
We have a wonderful game. This is a wonderful game going on. Like, man, 3:15 left in the second period. Excuse me.
And the Warriors dump it back in. Good step by Beer to move it up. And the Knights are going to dump it in and chase. Glovier first to get there for the Warriors. It looks to start to break out. But good pressure kept up by the St. Jude to keep it in the offensive zone. They're going to go for a change. And now it's number 39 for the Warriors. That was Tracy. Tracy lost the puck, and the Knights were able to get it back in. with 2.5 minutes remaining in the second period. Still 1-0 Knights. Play behind the net. Warriors try to break it out. It's kept in by Ruggiero. She winds up. Slap shot got blocked, I think, by a teammate, but they still have control. Strauss behind that tries to center it. Goes in on goal, off a skate, and it's corralled by Devlin Guthrie, and she'll freeze the puck with 2:17 remaining in the second period. Both teams will go for a change. Get fresh attackers out there. In the closing couple minutes of the second period, Warriors are trying to find the tiebreaker, and the St. Jude Knights are trying to pat their lead to go up two. Off the draw now in their own zone, Winneka will take it and skate it out, but good stick check done by Gonzalez on O'Grady. The girls do battle just outside of the offensive zone of the St. Jude. Now Garrett takes it. On the left side, throws a shot right into the bread basket of Guthrie.
In the bread basket.
She's able to hold on, give no rebound.
We have a great one going on right now. Sportstown Network, Chicago.com, powered by Illinois Media School. 1:57 left in the second period. Your home team, the Knights 1 and the Warriors 0.
Play underway. Knights control it again off the draw. There's Patricia shot from a bad angle.
Good save.
Pretty difficult save, but she made it look easy, was Guthrie. And again, she holds on. Going to be Strauss versus Belios off on this faceoff. Captain of the Warriors, Belios, wins it cleanly, but they give it away. They turn it over to Tully. Tully throws it out to the slot. Good coverage by the Warriors. Nice keep in though by Hansen. Warriors try the right side to break it out, but again, great offensive zone coverage by the Knights to stymie that. The Warriors this time are able to clear it. It's going to go the length of the ice for icing. Just made it over that line. And it's going to be another draw inside the offensive zone for St. Jude. It's going to be Belios and Strauss again. Belios wins it cleanly again, and they go D-D around the net. But there's Tully again to intercept it. Good support done by the Knights. Try to go a shot on goal was Hansen, but it was taken away by the Warriors, and they're going the other way. There is a body check by Petrusha, and she got too much of the body there. It's going to be a body check. 2 minutes for body check on number 14, Nicole Petrusha, and it's going to be a power play coming up for Winneka. With 59 seconds remaining in the second period, a late big power play chance for Winneka to try to tie this game up going into the third period.
59 seconds, Sports Talent Network, Chicago.com. We're having a blast.
There's Garrett, wins the draw in the defensive zone for the Knights as they try to clear it. Beer loses it. There's a pass out front. There's a shot.
Uh-oh. Woo.
Just whistled it wide. It was number 63, Victoria Lines. And now they have it in the corner is Belios. With 4 seconds remaining, she throws it. The slot, nobody home. And the St. Jude Knights will clear it out with 30 seconds remaining in the second period. Knights, they're able to clear it down all the way again. That was number 32.
Beer. Number 39, I should say. Excuse me, Lily Beer.
And now the other way, here comes number 61 of the Warriors, tries to make a move, but good stick play done by number 9, Katie Manning. With 10 seconds remaining, maybe one last rush for the Warriors in their own zone. They move it up to the wing on the boards, but good pressure by the Knights to negate that. And now it's Friedman. And that's the horn sounds. That will do it for the second period at Southwest Ice Arena. After two periods of play, it's a St. Jude Knights 1, Winneka Warriors 0.
Chicago Wolves fans, hockey fans, catch the Chicago Wolves at home Wednesday, February 22nd, versus the Cleveland Monsters at 11 a.m. You can catch them Saturday, February 25th versus the Iowa Wild at 7 p.m. and also Sunday, February 26th versus the Iowa Wild at 3 p.m. Don't miss the live AHL action. For tickets or any youth hockey info you need, call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. The Chicago Wolves are the proud supporters of the Northern Illinois Hockey League and their Academic Excellence Award program. This program rewards the players in the NYLA who are straight-A students in grade school, middle school, and honor roll students in high school. Thank you very much. We appreciate all the academic work that you have done to be here. We'll be broadcasting NYLA Wolves Cup tournament games from the Baton Gold A, Gold B, Silver, and Girls 14U tournament sites. Keep your eye on the NYLA Info website and the NYLA Facebook and Twitter accounts for upcoming broadcasts of NYLA Baton Wolves Cup tournament games. Good luck to all the teams competing in the end of the season NYLA Wolves Cup tournament, taking place now through March 5th. Back to you, Dan.
Thank you, James. Appreciate it. We got one period left to play. That's out of this ice arena. You're listening to Dan Dignan and James Rivers on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. St. Jude Knights are going to take a 1-0 lead over Winnetka into the third period. And it's going to be an exciting third period because it's been a great end-on action. Both goalies have played phenomenally. And St. Jude's going to have to kill off the second half of this penalty kill to get back to even strength. They have a minute left. Is the Warriors on the power play. Back underway we are for the start of the third period. Knights win the draw and able to clear it down all the way. Warriors trying to break it out on the power play. Nice move out of our own zone was Belios. Makes a nice pass over to 61. Krupkin. She centers it. Right almost on the stick back door. But good defensive zone coverage again by the Knights, and they were able to clear it out all the way. 30 seconds remaining on the power play for the Warriors. But good pressure done by number 88, Strauss, to waste some time on the penalty kill for St. Jude. And Warriors looking to go on the offensive attack. But relentless forechecking done by Tully and Strauss. Finally, it's coming off the half boards, and now through the neutral zone, Belios gains the line. And we're back at full strength now with 12 minutes remaining in regulation. There's a shot almost off the stick and almost right into the net on back door by the Warriors trying to find the equalizer. And Knights gain control and try to break it out. Passes awry, but still is able to get out of the zone. And Warriors dump it back in. Beer goes DD behind the net with Ruggiero, who then goes back the other way to Murphy up the boards. Good pressure put on by the Warriors. And Belios looks to take it and looks to center. Now she's behind the net, passes it. Shot a goal, nice save by Ruggiero. And Beer grabs and looks to break it out. Pass attempt was fanned on by Murphy. Good support by Beer. And Strauss now able to chip it out. But there's Belios to take it away. And she forgot that her teammate was still inside. And show the Warriors are called for offside. With the faceoff coming just outside the defensive zone of St. Jude. Faceoff controlled by the Knights, and they're going the other way. There's good speed by Tully. They have a 2-on-1 if they hurry. There's a shot. Oh, nice block shot by Lines. All of the Warriors, but still on the attack. Here's Tully. She tries to center it. Just off the stick of her teammate Manny, but good keep by Patricia, but it's blocked. Here comes a 2-on-1 the other way for the Warriors. Breaks nice drop pass by O'Grady. Just missed her, though. Miscommunication. Here's Manny on a 1-on-2 by herself. Makes a nice move around a check, but was unable to get around the second defender, and it's taken away by the Warriors, who are attempting to break it out. And they successfully do so. There's Belios. Cross ice over to O'Grady. O'Grady gains the line, makes a nice move. But good back check done by Beer to stop that rush. Warriors go D to D. Glovier passes it up off the boards.
And they say just onside. St. Jude fans disagree, but play on, they say. And now it's Warriors on the attack. Good block shot. We could have a breakaway. One-on-one, it's Gonzalez in the goal. Gonzalez shoots. Big save by Guthrie. Oh, no. There's a big collision. Right at the blue line was Hansen and number 66, Kirby. And Kirby took the worst end of that collision. And she's going to stay down for a couple seconds as the coach tries to help her out. It's going to be 2 minutes for body check on number 7, Jocelyn Hansen. Wasn't a dirty player or anything. It was just a big collision. Both skaters going hard, and one girl bigger than the other. James, usually it's like going southbound on a northbound freeway.
Going 94 to 57. Oh, baby.
She seems to be okay. Maybe the wind knocked out of her. Hopefully she's okay. Like we said earlier, these girls are hockey players, so they're tough. They're tough as nails.
They are very tough.
Give them all the credit in the world.
I'm not going to lie. I couldn't do it, and I'm a big man. They're out here really fighting for this championship spot. 9:40 left in the third period. Your home team won, the Warriors 0, and it's going down.
It's another power play coming up for Winnetka, trying to get that equalizer to tie the game. This is another big power play opportunity for them with 9:40 remaining in regulation. So I'm going to go with it and say it's kind of a must convert, being, you know, it's only got 9:40 remaining in regulation, so you got to find that equalizer. And let's see if they can get some pressure in the zone for the Warriors. Back on the way, it's a nice move by Bellios, the captain. She makes another nice toe drag. She's in on a breakaway. Oh, nice. Over to shoots. He scores!
Oh,
baby! Number 61, Molly Jo Krupkin on a pass from the captain, Bradley Bellios, and she beats Ruggeria over the glove side, and it's 1-1.
Dan, you said it. You said they need the score. They came out in the power play. We have a game here, Southwest Ice Arena. It's all tied up. 9:28 left in the third period. We're coming at you live. Sportstown Network, Chicago.com. Powered by the Illinois Media School.
Yeah, Warriors struck early on that power play. It was a nice individual rush by the captain, Bradley Bellios, and she slid it over to her teammate, 61, Molly Joe, and she made no mistake about it. She buried it right over the glove of Ruggiero to get the equalizer finally, and it's 1-1. Back underway now is the Knights try to get their lead back by putting pressure on the zone, but they were a little antsy and they were offsides. Faceoff coming out just outside the zone of Winnetka.
We have a good one here, ladies and gentlemen. We definitely have a great game going on.
Face-off control by the Warriors, but they were just a step off sides. Play is halted. Back underway. Knights make a nice outlet pass. There's Tully now. She dumps it down low to Garrett. Gives it right back to her. There's a shot. Rebound given up. Another nice save. Oh, what a save by Guthrie. And the Warriors were able to clear it out to the corner. They're going on the attack the other way. Here comes Friedman. She gains the line, but her teammate was just offsides. Play is halted. But what a save by Guthrie. Point blank, not one but two saves. And a nice shot from Tully from a kind of a bad angle. But no, but when it's late in the game, no shot's a bad shot. Face off one by St. Jude, and Ruggiero from her D position skates it in. Able to get it deep. Rios gives chase. And that's with Strouts. Good pinch done by Ruggiero. Good pressure put on by the Knights. Gonzalez does battle. and it goes to the point. There's Beer. Tries to throw a shot, but it does a block shot nicely. And here comes number 66. She's back on the ice with Margaret Kirby, who took that nasty collision. Good to see her back out. And here comes Strouts out of her own zone as she skates. Tries to head. Move the puck up, just out of the reach of Gonzalez. Warriors exit out, but is taken back by number 25, Arias of St. Jude. Dumps it in. Here's Strouts trying to find someone to pass to. She's knocked off the puck. Nicely done by Belios, and she comes out the own zone, but then she turns it over to Manning. Manning, she gets the puck, throws it to the point to Hansen, who tries to keep it in, but just hops over her stick. And D partner Petrucia, headmans at the Tully, just off her sticking out. And Knights will look to regroup with 7:15 remaining in regulation. 1-1, Knights and Warriors. Hansen moves up to Manning. She gets it out. Teams do battle in the neutral zone. Knights try to get it in. But there's the Warriors again to keep it out of their own zone. There's the goal scorer. Krupkin, she's taken down. She was taken down, but not before she took down the St. Jude defender. So Krupkin's going to be called for tripping for 2 minutes with 6:46 remaining in regulation. It's a tough penalty if you're a coach to see in a tie game in a semifinal. But it was probably an accidental trip. And the St. Jude Knights are going to go to the power play to try to gain back their lead. Gonzalez takes it over the line. Throws it behind the net. Nice pass over to teammate Tully, who tries to get a cycle going. But instead it's taken away by the Warriors. And they try to get it out. Fail to do so. Manning dumps it back in to Garrett. Garrett tries to make a move towards the net, but good poke check. But now it's taken by Tully. She walks in, she shoots, she scores!
Damn!
Carson Tully from the doorstep walks it out, and she puts a top shelf for her mother hides the Thin Mints. It's 2-1, St. Jude, and they regain their lead with 6:18 remaining
in the
third period.
Oh, we got
and a
game.
That's a power play goal.
We got a game then. Your home team, Jets, 2. And your away team, Warriors, 1. We got a game here.
Great shot done by Carson Tully to regain the lead for the St. Jude Knights. And it seems like it's going to pick up their whole team and with the momentum. And there was a shot in on goal, but it went in on goal, so that's offsides. Called against St. Jude, faceoff coming just outside the Warriors' zone. There's a clock malfunction by the scorekeep. So they fixed the clock from 5:55 back to 6 minutes. So there's 6 minutes remaining in regulation. 2-1 St. Jude over Winnetka. In the 14, the girls 14 and under semifinals, winner goes on to face the number one seed Chicago Jets next weekend. This is the Nihil Wolves Cup Championship. Listening it to sportsonchicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. Knights take control in their offensive zone. Look to center it, but it was taken away by the Warriors, and they go on to attack. Belios, with some speed, she gains the line. Down the right side, takes a shot, misses the near post. Knights look to clear it out. Makes a nice pass over to Strouts. She's in the neutral zone with some speed. She gains the line down the left side. Passes to herself and her teammates went for a change, so she does a nice job to sustain the pressure, but now it's taken away by the captain, Belios, of the Warriors. She tries to get it in deep. A nice play by Beer to stop that rush. A nice tay-tay pass to Manning from Garrett. The Knights go in the zone, but it's taken away again by Friedman, number 5 of the Warriors. She passes it out, but it was taken away by Manning of the Knights and dumps it back in. With just under 5 minutes remaining in regulation, still 2-1, Knights. A nice tape-to-tape pass out of the zone done by the Warriors. Friedman gains the zone. She's taken off the puck. As the Knights clear the zone, they had too much pepper on it. It goes all the way the length of the ice. Knights are called for icing. 4:36 remaining in regulation. Still 2-1 St. Jude. I'm sure the Winnetka coach has a time in his head when he's going to pull Guthrie. And before that faceoff, it looks like the coach is going to call, the coach of the Warriors calls a timeout.
4:35 left in the third period.
And James has a message from Nihil about the Chicago Wolves' upcoming games.
Hockey fans, count the Chicago Wolves at home on Wednesday, February 22nd versus the Cleveland Monsters at 11 a.m. Saturday, February 25th versus the Iowa Wild at 7 p.m. And also Sunday, February 26th versus Iowa Wild, 3 p.m. Don't miss the live AHL action. For tickets on any youth hockey info you need, call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. We have a great one here at Southwest Ice Arena. The home team, St. Jude's Knights 2. And the away team, Winnetka Warriors 1. 4:36 left in the third period. And I want to see who's going to that final match versus the Chicago Jets.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how the rest of this game plays out. Winnetka looking for the equalizer once again to try to force overtime or look to try to get two goals and end it in regulation.
End their game.
And that's the message, I'm sure that's what the coach is from Winnetka's telling his troops right now, is get pucks to the net and crash the net and try to tie this game. And if you're the coach of the St. Jude, is when in doubt, get the puck out. You don't want the puck in your defensive zone. You're trying to get it out any way you can. And let's play with the puck down in the offensive zone so they can't score. Both teams got their final messages, and we're moments away from resuming the game. Guthrie and Ruggiero have both been outstanding in that this afternoon. Puck is dropped. Faceoff won by St. Jude. They try to exit out. Nice. That was a good D to D pass. And Trevier dumps it in. Gonzalez first to get there for the Knights. She goes behind the net, cycling it with Trevier, but it's taken away by Belios. And Warriors come up the other way. There's a spring pass to Krupkin. Tries to throw a shot in on goal. Just misses the near post. Strouts now throws it up the boards for the Knights, trying to get it out. Gonzalez has some trouble with it. There's a shot. Good save by Ruggiero. Knights trying to get it out now. Trevier struggles to do so. Good pressure put on by the Warriors. There's a shot from the Warriors, but from Friedman. And Ruggiero makes the save. She gave no rebound as well, and she's able to hold on with the faceoff coming to her left with 3:36 remaining. 2-1 Knights. Faceoff won by the Knights. It's always a big faceoff win in your own zone. Beer tries to get it out. Good support from her centerman in Garrett. But good keep in by the Warriors. Warriors in the corner. Make a nice pass to Freeman, but just awry. Great keep in by number 60, Lindstrom. Knights still on their third effort to get it out. And they do so. Here comes Tully down the left side with some speed. She cuts to the net. She shoots. Oh, big save by Guthrie with the blocker. Good effort done by Tully. She threw a nice shot, trying to go top shelf short side. Guthrie uses her blocker nicely to block it, the puck out of play. Faceoff coming to her right with 3:02 remaining in regulation.
She tried to go for the dagger.
Yeah, that was a great effort.
That was a great effort.
Faceoff tied up There's a shot. Saved by Guthrie. She gave a rebound, but it was a quick whistle by the referee. And St. Jude fans, you could hear the roar. They weren't too pleased. And if you're a Warriors fan, you are pleased because there were some knights on the doorstep to put in that rebound. There's a faceoff won by St. Jude. There's a shot. Ooh, that just missed the far post. Knights trying to get that two-goal lead, but Warriors now take it out of their own zone. They look to get it in. But good stick done by Hansen. Belios goes back to her D. Warriors able to get it in, but Hansen quickly gets it out.
Interference.
Oh, there's too many men.
Yeah.
And that's a costly penalty if you're the Warriors. Too many men. With 2:29 remaining regulation.
Well, in their case, too many women.
Too many women, yeah. I'm struggling saying that. I'm struggling to say that during with odd man rushes, and I've never done a girls' game, James. So it's hard to, you know, odd women rush.
Hey.
I apologize to all the fans listening on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. Play is back underway. Makes a nice pass for Tully. Goes in on goal.
Freezes the puck.
Guthrie freezes it smartly with 2:19 remaining regulation. And it's Warriors being shorthanded. It's going to be tough to get that equalizer to try to force overtime. Being shorthanded, they're going to have to take some chances for sure on this penalty kill. Faceoff won by the Knights. To the point, Ruggiero walks it in. She shoots. Good stick by Belios, the captain. There's a pass to the point. Just out of the reach of Manning. She's going to have to regroup. She goes DD to Ruggiero, who decides to dump it in. In on goal. And Guthrie will freeze. 1:29 remaining on the power play for the Knights. Trying to get their third goal and go up two. And could be the dagger for them over the Warriors. And they could advance to the finals.
Who's going to fight these last 2 minutes? This is the most important 2 minutes right here.
Faceoff won by the Knights. Shot on goal by Tully. Glove save by Guthrie. We'll do it again from the same spot. Faceoff again, won by the Knights. Tully to Ruggiero, winds up for a shot. Blocked in front by a Warrior defender. There's another shot towards. In on goal. Nice save again by Guthrie. Faceoff to the right of Guthrie. Won by the Warriors, and they're able to clear. Manning goes D to D with Ruggiero. Ruggiero goes cross ice. On the tape to Gonzalez, she gains the line. And she'll get it in deep behind the net. Garrett, good support. Has time behind the net. She tries to set it up. Stops in time, tries to reverse her way. She takes it back, throws it to the middle. With good coverage by the Warriors, and they're going to clear it down all the way. 45 seconds remaining on the power play for the Knights. 1:10 remaining in regulation. Knights trying to break it out. Manning does so, passes it up. 2-on-2 the other way. Here's Garrett, gains the line, makes the move to the middle. A good back check, but here's Garrett again, gets it right back. Puck is still loose, out front. Another save by Guthrie. And now it's Tully, throws it in. Another good save again by Guthrie. And she hangs on with 44 seconds remaining in regulation. 2-1 Knights. They still have 16 seconds remaining on the power play. And it's going to be a timeout taken by by St. Jude.
It's a little nifty.
So we got another message from Nihil from James.
From these last 44 seconds, the Chicago Wolves are proud to support the Northern Illinois Hockey League and their Academic Excellence Award program. This program rewards the players in the Nihil who are straight-A students in grade school, middle school, and honor roll students in high school. Keep your eye on the Nihil Info website and the Nihil Facebook and Twitter accounts for upcoming broadcasts of Nihil Madden Wolf Cup Tournament games. If you're interested in sponsorship opportunities available on the Nihil Game of the Week, broadcast, please call Peter Ferreri at the Illinois Media School, 630-916-1700. Good luck to all the teams competing in the end of the season Night Hill Wolves Cup Tournament, taking place now through March 5th. 44 seconds left, Southwest Ice Arena, your hometown St. Jude Knights 2, and the visiting Warriors 1. Dan, what's going to happen?
It's going to be an exciting 44 seconds. I'm assuming once we're back at full strength, the Warriors are going to look to get the puck in deep and pull their goalie, get that extra attack, or make it 6-on-5, and somehow try to tie this game and send it to overtime. If you're the Knights, you just want to keep the puck deep and not let it come back to your defensive zone and give them any chance to try to tie the game.
I know you're watching this. SportsTownNetworkChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. And I'm telling you, this is going to be a great finish right here at Southwest Ice Arena.
Each teams are back at the draw. Garrett versus Bellios. Garrett wins the draw, throws it back to Tully. Makes a nice pass to Hansen. She's going to walk it in. She shoots. She scores!
Oh, baby! Oh, baby!
Jocelyn Hansen on the power play with 36 seconds left. In regulation, gives the Knights a 3-1 lead. And that could be the dagger.
I think that was the dagger, Dan.
To send her team to the finals. That was just a great set piece play off the draw. Great job by the coaches of St. Jude to draw that play up. It was a nice faceoff win by Garrett to get it to the boards to Tully, who made a nice diagonal pass to the right D point position. And Hansen had all the time in the world to walk it in, and she made no mistake, threw a twisted wrister on goal and beat Guthrie to the blocker side. 3-1 St. Jude. And now 30 seconds remaining, back underway. St. Jude back on the attack again. Friedman of the Warriors able to take it, and she's looking to break it out. Makes a nice pass to O'Grady, who gets it right back to Friedman. Friedman skates it through the neutral zone. She absorbs a hit. Nice defensive play again done by St. Jude, and they'll get it in deep with 5 seconds remaining. The horn sounds, and St. Jude Knights are going to the championship to face the Chicago Jets. They were victorious, being a 3-1 win over the Winnetka Warriors. So, all in all, a great, great game between these two teams. It's always a difficult being on the losing end, but nothing to hang their heads. If you're the Warriors players, they had a great season, and I'm sure they'll be back in and competing for it next year. As for St. Jude, best of luck for them going to face the Jets in the finals. Both teams do their respective handshakes. You gotta love that. Great to see sportsmanship out of both teams. It was a well-fought battle, and St. Jude was victorious, winning 3-1. A couple power play goals were the difference in this game, James.
This was great.
And it was great to see family and friends out here supporting each team. You've been watching girls 14 and under, Gold Division Bantam semifinals. St. Jude and the Chicago Jets are going to face next week in the championship at Inwood Ice Arena in Joliet. As for the broadcast, you've been listening to SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. I'm Dan Dignan. Alongside me is my partner in crime, James Rivers. It's been a fun day here. We're going to wrap things up from Southwest Ice Arena in Crestwood, Illinois. Thank you for tuning in to SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. We'll see you next time. Thanks again.